The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to your ancestors, you shall not kill, and whoever kills will be liable to judgment. But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. And whoever says to his brother, Raca, will be answerable to the Sanhedrin. And whoever says, you fool, will be liable to fiery Gehenna. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar and there recall that your brother has anything against you, leave your gift there at the altar. Go first and be reconciled with your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Settle with your opponent quickly while on the way to court. Otherwise, your opponent will hand you over to the judge, and the judge will hand you over to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Amen, I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny. The Gospel of the Lord. If you have been following the weekday readings this first week of Lent, you probably would have noticed that one of the main themes is that of forgiveness, reconciliation. Because that's what Lent is all about, is this opportunity where we take the time to focus on relationship with God and reconcile with God, make sure we grow spiritually, we have a better relationship with Jesus. And that's what the first word of, you know, when you were marked with the ashes on Ash Wednesday signify, repent. Turn away from sin, you were used to say before, and believe or live the gospel. But also this week, our readings has been focusing on another kind of forgiveness, not just for us between our relationship with God, but between one another. We need to be reconciled with one another. On Wednesday, when we heard Jesus teaching us the Our Father, it ended with saying that if we don't forgive one another, God will not forgive us. Not because that's a punishment, but obviously we're not in the right relationship with God. We're not living the words of the gospel, the good news that Jesus gave us. We need to be open to the grace of forgiveness. Doesn't make sense if we expect God to forgive us, yet we don't forgive those who offended us sometimes, something they said to us, something they did, and we hold those grudges in our hearts. We need to be able to forgive, to be willing to forgive. Forgiveness, again, doesn't mean that I have to be best friend with the person. It doesn't mean that I'm wrong and they're right. Forgiveness is to set us free from our past, set us free from that anger that sometimes turns into hatred, that keep us, you know, present into the past. When we forgive, it's for our own good. Holding on to that anger doesn't help the other person, doesn't do anything to them. We're the one who are suffering. And that's why Jesus calls us to forgive others. He came to set us free, but sometimes we don't, you know, connect, we don't cooperate with the freedom that Jesus came to give us. And simply forgiving others begins maybe by praying for them, praying that they will change their hearts, that they will see the error of their ways, that they will grow closer to God so they can stop doing whatever they're doing. And maybe with time, we come to the point where we can forgive them and move on with our lives.